Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi continues in the second chapter of Nazir. Today, Mishnayot 5 and 6. Just a quick note from yesterday, we said somebody wanted to become a Nazir, but they had to have wine or they had to be exposed to impurity from corpses as a result of their job. It's a reminder that not every Jew can or should do every mitzvah. Now, this is obvious in times of the temple. We have Kohanim. We're responsible for certain parts of the service, the ritual, and Levim responsible for certain things, and Yisraelim responsible for different things. And not every Jew can do every mitzvah, but one of the interesting things that we do have in our Mesorah, in our tradition, is learning about a mitzvah, learning the rules and regulations and the drushas about a certain area of halacha. It's as if you fulfilled it as well. So learning Nedarim, even though we really shouldn't be making such vows and oaths in these days, it's as if we are doing that mitzvah. Learning about Nazir is as good as becoming a Nazir, but if you want to do that, you have to wait till we have a temple again. So on to Mishnah Hey. Hareini Nazir. Behold, I'm becoming a Nazir ve'alai, and it is also incumbent on me, ligaleach Nazir, to shave a Nazir. Now, he's not offering to pull out a razor or a scissors and actually give the haircut to a Nazir. He's also donating the offerings. We're going to find all about the offerings coming up that the Nazir brings at the conclusion of their period of Nazirut. So what this vower is doing is he or she is becoming a Nazir and also offering to pay for the sacrificial offerings for somebody else's concluding ritual of Nazirut. And the Mishnah adds, Vishama Chaveiro, and his friend heard him make such a vow. What a beautiful vow, wonderful. Va'amar, and his friend also said, Va'ani, also me, Va'alai L'galeach Nazir, and I will also donate the concluding offerings for another Nazir. So it's a beautiful moment. Two friends have made the same vow. They're going to become a Nazir, hold themselves to a higher standard, and also pay for the offerings of a Nazir who maybe has, you know, less in the bank account. The Mishnah adds, Im hayu pichim, if they're, you know, very intelligent and looking ahead, migolchin ze et ze. They could actually pay for each other's offerings. They don't have to go out and find another Nazir. They could pay, Reuven could pay for Shimon, Shimon could pay for Reuven. Ve'im lav, and if they didn't realize that they could actually do this, you know, their vow was open-ended, they could pay for anyone's offerings. Migolchin nazirim acherim. If they didn't realize they could pay for each other, they should pay for other nazirim. No, Mishnah Vav is similar. Hare alai legaleach hatzi nazir. Somebody makes an obligation upon himself to shave half a nazir. Now, that doesn't mean the left half or the right half of an individual who's ending their nazir. It means he's going to pay half of the cost of the concluding offering. So Shama Chaveiro, his buddy, heard him make this offer. Va'amar va'ani, me too, alai legaleach hatzi nazir. I will also shave half a nazir, meaning pay for half of those offerings. So the Mishnah says, what's the effect here? Zei migaleach nazir sholem. So the first guy has to pay for all of the concluding offerings. Like, there's no such thing as going halfway. Zei migaleach nazir sholem. And the other also has to pay for the full complement of offerings for a nazir's concluding ritual. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So that's according to Rabbi Meir. The Bartner explains the opinion of Rabbi Meir is Tafos Loshon Rishon, that we hold someone accountable for the first thing he says. When he says Alai Legaleach, I'm gonna do the shaving, the haircutting, meaning the full complement of offerings, he's responsible for that. And then when he says maybe halfway, he's trying to retract, and we don't let him. Similar to the opinion of Beit Shammai, that we don't let people retract their donations to Kodshim, to the temple. And back in the Mishnah, Chochamim Omrim, the other sages disagree with Rabbi Meir. They say, Zei Megaleach Chatzi Nazir, Zei Megaleach Chatzi Nazir. They say each one pays half of the financial cost associated with the ritual that ends someone's Nazir. So they could get together, they could join forces, and pay for the ending ritual of one full Nazir. The Bartner explains their opinion. This is like a neder with an opening in built into it, or an explanation that limits the force of the neder, a neder v'pitre imo. So he's saying, yes, I'll do the migaleach, which implies the full thing, but then he says chatzi to explain himself. Yashar kochachem and zay gesund.